one guy that filmed, somebody filming all the time, the drivers again on the Hawthorne Bridge. I can't remember his name, but he filmed us once before, many, many times.
Talk about another crazy driver. Welcome to Portland Transit Lane. I'm your host, Lane. This is episode number 4, and boy, I'm taking off. This whole blog is taking off. I do want to thank everybody for, you know, listening in on this. We really do appreciate that. Tonight, two topics. One, this whole driver being paranoid about people filming. I mean, seriously, I wasn't even there. I was watching the freaking Niners Seahawks game in Tualatin today. So no, I wasn't even close to the Hawthorne Bridge, just so you know. And yes, there are people who will back me up on that. And then here's what really gets me as well. This whole policy of TriMet's that says, oh, you have to get off at the next stop to buy a ticket and then wait for the next train. Well, that doesn't work when it's 10 frickin' degrees outside. So those are the two things that we're going to be covering tonight. So first, paranoid drivers. I tell you, it's getting insane how these drivers are acting. Honestly, drivers, please, just chill the heck out on this, okay? Honestly, the only way that, you know, if I'm filming you, I'm going to tell you right now, if you're not doing anything wrong, I don't care. But when the moment you do something stupid, and I'm talking about, you know, okay, so you don't, you know, come to a complete stop, or, you know, I don't care, or, you know, let's say you do a minor screw up, you know, you run through a yellow light, okay, fine, we all make that kind of mistake, fine, but when you blow through two stop signs, okay, or you blow through a red light without even slowing down, yes, I'm going to catch you doing it, and it will be on my blog, because those are stupidity moves, those are stupid moves, okay? And I have told Bruce Hansen, president of the Amalgamated Transit Union, this several times. So, again, I'm telling you right now, just don't be stupid, okay? So let's listen in on this audio and see what this driver had to say.
604 on Grand to Main.
604, hey Taft, it's Melissa, how can I help you?
Yes, that one guy that filmed, somebody filming all the time, the drivers again on the Hawthorne Bridge. I can't remember his name, but he filmed us once before, many, many times.
Just listen to what the dispatcher has to say back to the driver.
Okay, I copy that. I just let my lead know. Thank you for letting us know.
No problem, because it made me feel uncomfortable.
Well, just remember, if we're doing everything we're supposed to be doing, he can film away.
Okay, sound good to me. Line 604 out.
Have a great day, Taft, at 1315.
Now, you're telling me right now that filming a driver doing the right thing makes you uncomfortable? I'm sorry, dispatch even said as long as you're doing the right thing, there's no worry and he can film away. There is no law that says that I can't film a bus driver or a bus going by. So, the news media does it all the time. You know, Willamette Week, the Oregonian, all the news stations. So what, am I different? Oh wait, I must be different because, again, I ask questions that TriMet doesn't want to answer. You know, I text PIOs and ask them questions about safety, and I get arrested because they don't want to answer the question. I text managers questions about why they get fancy retirements and drivers don't, and I get told to stop. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. So you're telling me that me, I'm part of the media too here, folks. I dig up information, and sure enough, I dig up the wrong information according to TriMet, and I get arrested. So you tell me, what makes me different from anybody else? What makes me different from the Huffington Post? They don't publish a newspaper. They are a complete blog. So what makes me different? Nothing. Except, oh, they have reporters. Guess what? I'm a reporter. They get their news media. Guess what? They have their sources. I have my sources, too. So what makes me different from the Huffington Post? Absolutely nothing. I give my information out to other media sources as well. So what makes me different? That's the question. That's the burning question in this particular situation. So, you know, I really doubt the TriMet's going to have a case on this one. So, anyways, so back to the other issue that I'm going to be talking about tonight is the issue of the getting off at the next stop to buy your ticket and waiting for the next train. TriMet, you fucking idiots. This doesn't work. And this has been proven time and time again. Last night was the coldest night on record for Portland. And you're causing people to have to wait for another train. Listen to this audio.
2:43, I just had a customer inform me that the ticket machines at Park Rose are not working. He seems to be confused as to what I'm telling him. I told him he can get off at Gateway to get a ticket, and he wants me to hold the train, and I told him I can't do that. So I do have at least one person without a ticket.
So you're telling me that when the air temperature, I did a little research on this, at about that time, the Maywood Park weather station, which is the closest one to Gateway Transit Center, okay, at, let's see here, at 10:53 p.m., which was because the report's hourly, it was 19 degrees with a wind chill. Okay, bear with me here. 19 degrees, gusting, the winds were gusting to 27. So you use the National Weather Service chart. You figure 20 degrees and a 30 mile an hour wind, you're looking at a wind chill of 5 below zero. And you're telling me, TriMet, ruler of all transit in Portland, because we like to fuck our passengers, that they have to wait for at least another 7 to 10 minutes for a train coming through there when it feels like 5 below zero? Yet, oh wait, this red line train actually has a 30-second wait time at Gateway Transit Center. It comes in at 11:05 and it leaves at 30 seconds afterwards because it turns into a blue line to going to Willow Creek. So why couldn't they have waited for another, minute at most? That's all you would have needed, because the green line, Train 65, pulls in at 11:08 in 30 seconds and then leaves at 11:09. So wait a minute here. There is the time was possible to hold it. So again, when the wind chill is 5 below zero and you're telling passengers, oh, well, our ticket machine is broken, so you have to suffer outside in the weather because we can't make our ticket machines work. That, my friends, is a service failure. And wait, who's to blame for this? Oh, that's right. It's Shelley Lomax. Because, again, Shelley Lomax is the director of operations at TriMet. So why are we allowing this to happen? I don't understand why we're allowing this to happen. So, you know, let's ask Shelley Lomax this question, okay? So here is her phone number. Feel free to do whatever you'd like with it. Shelley's phone number, 503-661-5199. So feel free to ask away. Because, again, having people wait in 5 below zero wind chill weather because TriMet's ticket machines don't work, yeah, that's asinine. And that, my friends, should be and needs to be reported even to Oregon Safety and Health Administration. I mean, you know, to everybody, in my opinion, because, again, this is TriMet actually causing now riders to become sick and possibly even getting frostbite because they're waiting out there in that cold weather because their ticket machines don't work. So, again, folks, this is Lane, Portland Transit Lane. Thanks for listening. And next episode, we'll examine why TriMet supervisors, when they do fare inspections, they're wrong, and then they get to pay for the ride. Have a good night.